I won. Well, this is Stories and Stuff, and Joy Bubbles here in Minneapolis telling the stories. And can you imagine how I came in dead last in the spelling bee? Dead last. And how I, at the same time, was in first place, and, well, I'm speller number 12, too, and was the champion orthographer. That's a good word for a speller. Yeah, see, by coming in dead last, it means I was the last one spelling, and that means you win. So, was I in first place or last place? Well, you decide. I guess it's whichever way. We were Thursday and Friday nights, all night, just about till maybe 6 in the morning, the first night, and almost that late, I think, the second night. And a spelling bee. Have you ever been in a spelling bee? This is one I'll never forget. Well, of course, there was the words. You know, it started out with physiognomy, and I was so glad I was able to get the first word. And there was words like borborygmus and demulcent and conventicle and eke, like eking out a living, and okapi and cassowary and phalanger and philfot. Oh, I can't ever forget philfot. I had no idea about that word. What is philfot? And the definition was a British heraldic symbol resembling a swastika. Well, that wasn't going to help me with roots or anything. It didn't seem to have any. And so I said, what language is it from? Well, that's uncertain, possibly Anglo-Saxon. So when you have to guess, you have to guess. And I said, well, to myself, Anglo-Saxon, now the word fill, F-I-L-L, had an F-Y-L at the beginning of the Anglo-Saxon word that it came from. And so I said, I'll try that. So I thought F-Y-L, and then fought. I'll do, let's see, fought rhymes with lot, then got, and hot. So I'll say fought is F-O-T. Let's try that. So I said, philfot, F-Y-L-F-O-T, philfot. I always like to talk confident when I'm least sure, you know. And I was sort of sure the bell was going to ring, and I was already starting to cry because I didn't really want to get out that early in the bee. And you know what she said? That's correct. I was stunned. Well, I'll never forget philfot. As a matter of fact, it just sounds fun to say. So like, oh, that philfot over at the cable company got my bill fouled up. Or, hey, I'm hungry again. Could you give me one of those little philfots? You know, the little steak sandwiches they were serving me all night there at the business conference center. So now we're always talking about philfots. And my mother, Dawn, in Australia is going to keep the trophy for me at her house because it's kind of large. She said, oh, that's a really big philfot. I've seen them, you know, in past bees where they've given them to people. And so she's going to keep it. Champion orthographer of 2006. Well, the club, Cultural Creatives, their mission is to help people remember who they are. And this spelling bee, for me, was a lot more than just the words. Because for so long, I thought, you know, in my life I would never be called champion of anything. It was just something that has to do with sports. And I mean, I've been called wizard and genius and technical marvel and all that stuff over, you know, with my phone, telephone technical knowledge and stuff over the years. And but I never thought I'd be called champion until this time. Actually, we were accused of being part of a soccer game at 4:30 in the morning on Saturday. Dawn, when I won, she was screaming so loud and stuff, stomping her feet and everything, that somebody came in and said, did your favorite team just win a soccer game or something? And no, why? Well, that's usually the only reason somebody is making this much noise at 4:30 in the morning, you know, like when they're watching a soccer game in Europe or something. But so we had to tell them it was a spelling bee. But you know, about remembering who you are, one of the words I had was Kristallnacht. And that was 9/11 it happened on, even though it was actually in November. Yeah, November 9th can be 9/11 because in Europe and Australia and other places, they give the day first and then the month. So what we would say 11/9, they would say 9/11. November 9th of 1938 when a bunch of Nazi thugs went around burning, breaking synagogues, destroying Jewish holy books and things, just coming into Jews' houses just because they were Jewish and breaking their valuables, their china, dumping all the food on the floor in a heap and kicking down things and tearing up pictures and just anything they could do. It was just an amazing amount of horror, the shattering of glass in one big night. And I don't know why, when Kristallnacht came up on the test, on the spelling bee, I just got overwhelmed. I could almost like hear inside, maybe I was just tired, but I could hear inside the screaming and the shattering of glass and smell the smoke from the synagogues, and it just became so real to me all of a sudden that I almost couldn't spell the word, and I said, this is such a feeling. Could I just have a moment? Oh, take your time, she said. And she said, because of the emotional content, if we talk to the judges and if you wish the word taken off, we can take it off and not count it against you and give you a new one. Well, I said, I appreciate that sensitivity, but if it would be all right, I would like to spell it in memory of those that were hurt so terribly. Oh, fine, she said, take your time, go ahead, whenever you're ready. So I did spell it, Kristallnacht, Kristallnacht, in memory, I said. And I later found out a lady was crying in the room in Australia where the actual rest of the spelling bee was taking place with the 60 or so spellers. And she had survived that time, and she had some fragments and some souvenirs, some fragments from a Jewish scroll and some glass shards and things that were dear to her, and she had always kind of wanted to talk about this and hadn't been able to. And she vowed right then that she was going to do oral history and, talk at schools and other places about it, because she said, my years are numbered, and if nobody talked about this, it would soon be forgotten, and there wouldn't be somebody in a spelling bee of the future that would have to cry because of that word. And may we never forget. So, and then there's Nigel. Have you ever known somebody, they just have a wordless something about them, he was entering. And there was also Gareth, these people in the spelling bee. Gareth is less than 7 years old. He was the youngest one ever to enter the bee, with all of us big grown-up people spelling these big words, and Gareth decided to do it. He's so homeschooled, and when he decides to do something, he does. They kind of talk to him about long odds, but he came in and, decided this was his first year, and he was going to do it, and he said, I don't know that I'll win this time, but you know what? I'll do better next year. I'll do better than I did this year. It's called personal best, he said, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a better personal best next year than I got a personal best this year, and that's that. So he got about 20 words right, some quite big words, actually. And the one he missed was aqueduct. He spelled it with an E, but he knew aqua was water in Latin, A-Q-U-A. He's read the Iliad and the Odyssey and the Bible, whole thing. I haven't done that. But anyway, the bell rang on him. A lot of people cry when that happens, like I would, too. We even had a crying room set up for me. You know what he did? He said, hey, you know what that bell means? And they were going to explain to him about being incorrect or something. He said, you know what it means? Hey, guys, see you next year. And he skipped out of there, they said, with a bubbly kind of a smile on his face. He was skipping along and went out into the hall where some friends of his were out there with some toys for him to play with. And he was there, too, when I got crowned the champion. And he said it was all right with his mother for him to get my phone number. And he'll call me from Australia. We've already had a nice talk. And then there was Nigel. I call it a wordless something. And whenever he would spell, I don't know, I can't explain it. He had such kind of a power behind it or something. And every now and then during the break, I'd say, Nigel, the champion in me greets the champion in you. Namaste. That's a Sanskrit greeting that you kind of salute each other's fullness. The way I translate it is, I bring my cup to share my fullness rather than fill my emptiness. and to share our fullness with each other. The fullness of my cup is shared with the fullness of your cup. So I was saying that to Nigel, and he would say that back to me and tell me I was a man of vision, and got to the end of the B, and you know what? There was us two, me and Nigel. We were the only ones left spelling. And the rules changed. If the one of us gets a word incorrect, instead of just being out, we get to the other contestant tries to correct it, spell it, and see if they could get it right. And then if they do that, then they get another word to spell. And if they spell both of those words, they're crowned champion. So in the meantime, I had words like Schönkeln, which means it's German. It means linking arms and swaying to music, and Gemütlichkeit, a friendly camaraderie, warm friendliness. Gnocchi, beginning with GN, and Italian food, all kinds of words. And it came down to that champion round, and Nigel got valetudinarian, and he guessed wrong. And they said, Joy Bubbles, if you spell valetudinarian correctly, and the next word we'll give you, you will be our champion. Well, that'd be two words. I don't know. We'll see. Well, I guessed on valetudinarian. It means ill person, a person in ill health. And I changed the E and I around. Valetudinarian. Correct. Joy Bubbles, if you spell the next word correctly, you will be our champion orthographer for this year. Oh. That's when the suspense comes on, you know. This word could do it. I was trembling. I was holding on. I was sitting down and holding on tight to the arms of the chair. And she said, Joy Bubbles, your word is omphaloskepsis. And that was one that I've known for years. It means like contemplating your navel, for often spiritual purposes such as meditation. And, oh my gosh, I know that word. I know. You can't imagine the feeling when you finally come to this point and you know you can spell it. Unless you mess up. Maybe I'm so nervous I'll mess up. And I just had to savor the moment. I said, could I just pause for a moment? Sure, take your time. You could even ask for an additional delay. You haven't used that privilege in the whole B. So I just had to be silent for a while and feel the power of that moment, knowing that the next few moments, even though it was quiet now, would be all that screaming and stuff. And then finally, O-M-P-H-A-L-O. S-K-E-P-S-I-S, omphaloskepsis. And there was lots of noise then. I'll tell you about the flip-flop that flew. Dawn, my mother that adopted me from Australia, she was stomping and kicking, and her shoe flew off and went right over the head of Moira. She's our invigilator, the one that watches and makes sure I don't cheat or anything. And the shoe landed right in Moira's lap, and Moira just kind of calmly handed it back to Dawn and said, oh, thank you for sharing. And, it came, they asked me if a few minutes from now, after the hubbub got down a little bit, if I could give a little talk. That's the tradition. So I did, and when I was thanking the coach and the Southdale Library, because the chiasmus, one of the words on there, the Southdale Library had found for me, even though I didn't know the word, they had found it by the vague definition I had, and it turned out that one was on the B. So there, among other people I have to thank, as well as my coach and my kindergarten teacher that read me books all by spelling, so because I was so intrigued about what spelling was. I was only 3 years old then, almost four. And those other things. But then I said, you know what? I would really love to hear from who I call not second place, but the runner-up champion. I would love to hear from Nigel. And Nigel, I bet when you were little, just like me, you know, I was sexually abused and stuff. I didn't go into details, but I said, like me, you know, I bet you've had people look at you, and the way they looked at you, let's just say they didn't exactly see a spelling bee champion. Have you ever had that to happen? Or just say anything you'd like to talk about. And he came up crying. I guess it was a night of crying. He said, that touches me more deeply than you could imagine. And he talked about, he was an Aboriginal in Australia, native, one of the real native Australians, and he was part of the stolen generation. That's where they would just, the government would just take kids away from their families, away from their language, their culture, their way they dress, their parents. They would take them to like maybe a boarding school or something and raise them with another family, and they would change their names to British names without their permission at all. Everything you knew and trusted and loved was taken away from your little life. And he was starting to, he was telling about one day at the boarding school where a new kid came in, very hurt, both physically and spiritually, and Nigel said some things in the native language to comfort the little boy, and that was forbidden. And Nigel was caught. They beat him good, really heavy beating for the offense, but then for the language thing, he got the dreaded the cloth. The cloth is when they put acid or lye on the cloth, and they put it to your tongue for a long time. And he said, you can't imagine what searing pain that is to have strong chemical like that held on your tongue. And it was scar tissue. He couldn't use his tongue for a while. His taste never did come back. And they said, you no good Abbo, you're never going to amount to nothing, they told him over and over. And he said, you know, I think you're right. I think when they looked at me, they didn't exactly see a spelling bee champion. And but I'm a champion now. And people gave him a standing ovation, and a doctor offered to look at his tongue, so a lot of times the taste buds can still stay under the scar tissue and be salvageable and things like that. So anyway, they said it was the best bee they ever had, they think. It was more than a spelling bee. I think we lived up to the motto of the cultural creatives, helping people remember who they are. And Dawn, my mother, told me she knows Nigel, and that was the first time he had ever talked about this stuff in public. So quite a spelling bee, something I'll remember, and I'll remember the day when they declared me champion orthographer and took me down to the pool and dumped a big old bucket of chlorine water over me while I laughed, cried, and screamed. And during the time when, Nigel started singing a song, he was, of course, in Australia by phone, something like, for he's a bloody good speller, for he's a bloody good speller. And he said, nobody dare deny, yeah, nobody dare deny. And he was singing it really loud and boisterous and kind of jumping up and down, you know. And that's something. So then when Don and the coach and the invigilator were out at the pool dumping the water on me, they were singing it to me too. So it does feel good to be called a champion once in my life. It may never happen again, and that's all right. Perhaps I think once is enough. It'll never be the same the second time as it was the first anyway. So it's a story that I'll remember and probably tell again someday. So all you Philfots out there, Philfot can mean anything I want it to be. So right now, Philfot is those devoted listeners to stories and stuff. So I thank you, all those devoted Philfots that I got. F-Y-L-F-O-T. So if you want a word spelled, just let me know, because I can spell cat, K-A-T. After all, it's that way in meerkat. Or I can spell door, D-O-R. It's that way in dormouse. Or I can spell beast. I know that's B-E-E-S-T, because it's that way in wildebeest, which is the same way as new. News, you've heard the news. News are G-N-U-S. Aren't words fun and funny? Next time, there'll be another story. Take care. Stay strong. Find some time to play. And you know what? The creator of all this stuff we know and love, that made all our special moments and grand adventures, that creator, he made you all champions, all of you, forever. God knows, you're champions now, you were, and you always will be. The champion in me salutes the champion in you. Namaste. Bye-bye.
Begin speaking at the tone.